Welcome to the Free For All Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything.
With no exceptions.
I'm officially in timeout. You can't see it, but I had to sit in the corner because I broke my headphones.
You had a trembolone and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, they were being stupid. They ruined my life. They ran away. They decided to go out for milk and never come back home.
Trying to get the pack of cigarettes for 16 years.
Yeah. Why you got betrayed? Why you got betray a man like that? Hurt me to the core.
The core of your ass.
Yeah.
Don't mind me as I fuck around with this. Fuck around and find out.
Exactly. This is strange staring at the wall, but it is a beautiful wall. Nice beige.
Nice beige color.
Yeah,
you know.
Really gets me hard.
Sometimes I like to watch the paint dry, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's the most fun thing to do, so.
What do you think the most random sport is?
Most random sport?
Why? I don't know. Like, what about if you could make a sport?
Fireball.
Fireball, like Mario style?
Yeah, like catch a ball on fire and then play soccer with it.
It's a genius idea.
I feel like people would watch it.
We could play, like, laser tag with burning swords.
Yeah. Or, like, laser tag with, like, rubber bullets.
That explode on impact?
It'll hurt like a bitch.
Exploding bullets?
Yeah. This ain't your grandpa's laser tag.
Back in my day, we used to have to walk 20 miles uphill in the snow both ways just to get to school, just for the principal to tell us it's closed.
Yeah, and then shoot us with rubber bullets.
Stay soft.
I feel like we're in the front of class right now and trying to not get in trouble by the teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just both staring at this wall. Yeah.
Oh, man, I could get in trouble all the time in school, for life. And I remember this kid, I can't even remember what he said, but I remember he said some funny-ass thing right before health class. I was in sixth grade, and I'm trying so hard not to laugh the whole class, and it just bursts out laughing and get a detention in the middle of class. I mean, like 15 minutes in.
Sometimes it's all you need, 15 seconds.
Yeah, 15 minutes, I could do it three times in that. 15 seconds, I could do it four.
God damn.
That's with the foreplay, too.
Yeah. That's with the fleshlight.
Like a public fleshlight?
Yeah, it's public fleshlight, like one size fit all.
Yeah, I usually buy my underwear from Goodwill.
Yeah.
Slightly used.
I like the brown stains.
Yeah, I got a certified pre-owned butt plug.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's only got 90,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it's got a couple miles, you know. Someone checked their oil a couple times with it. But
it's still got the brown tip going strong.
It builds character, you know. Yeah. It's custom.
Makes you feel good.
That'd be a weird ass job to like work at like a dildo factory or something.
Oh yeah,
that'd
be weird as hell. I mean, it's kind of like they say Amazon's like that. I know someone that worked there, and she said that they had sex toys all the time. And it'd be like you put a dildo in a box and then a Bible in a box next to it.
Just cancels each other out.
Yeah, that's how it works. Is that sacrilegious?
I don't know.
I don't think.
It's just sack.
It's just sack, yeah. I mean, I don't remember reading the Bible not to use a dildo. Not that I use a dildo, but a woman.
Well, you could. Just a banana or a cucumber. Fucking, you know, just doesn't count.
Don't shove a cucumber up there, Genesis.
Doesn't count because it's fruit, you know, it's all natural.
Make sure it's not raw.
Use some coconut oil as lube, you're still natural, you know?
Yeah.
That's a fucking vegan threesome right there.
Yeah. Hey, man. Vegans.
I don't know who the third person is. Probably Pamela Henderson, your left hand.
Well, it's definitely not a cow, that's for sure.
True.
You can't even eat their cheese.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah. Cheese is too good.
Yeah, no, I would never give up meat.
Especially, even though dairy products aren't the best for you, there's just so much protein in them.
Yeah, seriously. And they make you fart.
That's best. Like, so do carbohydrates, so I just, you know.
They make you fart.
And then throw beans in there and fucking toot your ass off.
Yeah, toots and scoots. Went out to the clubs yesterday. I stuck true to the 75 hard. Didn't drink anything. Actually, didn't drink anything at all. I drank all my water when I got home.
Hell yeah, I did that yesterday. It was weird as hell. Everyone's drunk. I ordered a water.
Where'd you go?
It was my buddy's birthday. We went to the Monsters game.
Ah, cool.
Actually, no, that was on Friday. Fuck, it's Sunday, isn't it?
Nice. Did they look at you weird or be like, why aren't you drinking? Did they say anything like that?
Well, no, like they knew what I was doing, so they were...
So they were accepting.
They were respectable. They were respectful of it.
Oh, well, that's good.
It felt a little weird, but it actually felt kind of nice. Like, damn, hell yeah, you know.
Yeah,
woke up the next day feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I was farting bad, though. I had some McDonald's earlier that day, and, man, it stunk.
Hell yeah, man. I love to hear it.
kill small rhinoceros if it's standing too close.
I use it as an anti-theft. I bottle it up, and then if something breaks in, I just open a mason jar. And just fucking, the wallpaper's peeling off. And
got this green mist in the air. It's like...
It's mystical.
When Superman's getting covered by kryptonite. That's my fart.
Your fart man?
Yeah, I'm fart man.
You just like self-propel with flatulence?
I gotta eat a lot of beans.
Instead of like the bat signal, it's just like the flash of light that shines a turd in the sky.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
It's near or far.
Man, farting's
fucking
weird.
I'll be farting at the bar.
That's a weird thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, it is weird.
Especially if like you're on a date or something for the first time. You're like, you're not going to fuck. I mean, maybe you would, but I ain't going to try and fucking squeak one out and risk it, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's happened to me. I've never farted, but I've had to excuse myself to go fart in the bathroom.
Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes that shit lingers, man.
You gotta walk it out, you know? Walk it out for 30 seconds.
You got, you know, two steps.
Or just fucking pull your pants down and bare ass it, you know?
Yeah, right in front of her.
Right in front of her face.
As soon as you get into the bathroom, people are like washing their hands and you just pull it down and just...
I remember I went in the bathroom and I was shitting in the urinal and someone's looking at me and I'm like, yeah, I know I can do some things, right?
Yeah, just like this. This is right, isn't it? This won't clog it.
It's just more efficient, you know?
It's just anything's possible, you know?
I just made a brand new invention for anyone that's terrible at drawing. It's called Only Crayons, and you can use this any day of the week to hang the shittiest artwork you can find on your refrigerator. And if you're lucky enough, you'll get sponsored by some homeless guy who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing because he's high on methamphetamines. And doesn't that sound like a good time? Because it does to me, sucker.
And I'm the homeless guy that will sponsor you. I smelled a lot of weed yesterday. Now that it's legal in Ohio, I think that's going to be a lot. It's not supposed to be out in public, but I don't think anyone's really going to enforce it.
Oh, man, I guess I shouldn't smoke my bong in the middle of a playground during recess then.
Yeah, probably not.
Damn it.
On a Wednesday.
I'll do better next time.
Yeah. I'll make sure it's after recess.
I'll just... Yeah, exactly. I mean, then it's respectable. Bongs and thongs.
Exactly. The glong. The bong gun. The bong gong. Bong glock.
Speaking of weed, it actually kind of has nothing to do with it, but it kind of does. You know what smells like weed? Fucking skunks.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be just like people are like, I have a pet skunk now. Because it's still illegal to smoke out in public. You're not supposed to do that.
Guess how many times I almost got sprayed by a skunk doing these outdoor workouts?
100.
No jokes aside, like 6.
Damn.
They're fucking everywhere. It's like these things are waiting in the woods, fucking plotting against me. Like, oh, all right, Randall, go out there and fucking get them.
Well, they move super slow, so they got to make sure they're, like, set up to, you know, spray you. When I was at home, and we used to have a cover on the fire. We have a fire pit. It was like a metal one you buy at, like, Home Depot. And we had a cover over it, and a skunk went underneath the cover. And my dog is going nuts. I'm trying to get this thing. Luckily, for the most part, it did try to spray Smurf, and the cover blocked most of the spray. It got on him a little bit, so he took some dish soap, some baking soda. I forgot what else. I think it said like lemon juice.
You used tomato juice?
It said it was better. We actually didn't use tomato juice.
I heard about that. I've never actually tried it.
And it actually got rid of the smell. We're like out there trying to scare off the skunk with like a rake. And we got like trying to like, and then it would like turn around. So we'd run back in the house. And then we're like, get out of here. Get out of here.
If you flash a light in its eyes, it'll run away.
Oh, really?
Because they're nocturnal.
I wish I would have known. This was during the day. So we're probably just awake because Smurf wouldn't stop attacking it. And we know we hear him barking, we hear him going absolutely nuts in the backyard, and he's like tearing open the damn cover, and the skunk looks scared out of its mind, which I can't really say I blame it.
It's such a weird animal. It's like God was like, I'm gonna fuck with these people now and make this animal that sprays stank mist out of its ass.
So no one eats it.
Fucking stank squirrel.
Stank.
Yeah, I was going on a walk like a week ago, and I heard these little paw prints on the cement. And I look, and literally, I'm like staring down the hole of a skunk's ass. It is just ready to rip. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Staring down the barrel of a skunk's ass.
That's beautiful. We should make that a song.
That is a song. That's the song of the year. That's going to be the song of 2024.
Staring down the barrel of a skunk's ass.
Yeah.
What would your name be, like your stage name? Dingleberry Dave. I think that sounds pretty good.
I know. Yeah, I like that. That sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good, Dingleberry Dave.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if I got sprayed at, I'd have to call off, wouldn't you? Like,
fuck yeah.
How long do you think that's going to last?
God, I hope not too long. Yeah, I would definitely call off.
That would be like...
Dingleberry Dave's not coming in smelling like skunk ass, tell you that much.
Just tell him you're a stoner now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's either a skunk nearby or someone smoking some shitty Bobby Brown weed.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the weed now, it's like so easy to get. It's too good to, you know...
Yeah, nowadays you take two hits and you're in the fucking Pluto.
Yeah, exactly. I went to a party and smoked some, and dude, it was like that. It was literally maybe it was realistically like four hits, but I was out of it. I couldn't remember anything after that.
I remember we got some, I think it was like junior high. We were young as fuck, and there was such shitty weed. Like, there was literally seeds that were like pop in there and like stems. Yeah. And it was so bad, like you would just get a headache.
See, yeah, that's not good.
Well, that was, I mean, fuck, junior high, that was forever ago. And nowadays, it's like...
You can grow it. It's illegal to grow in Ohio. I was looking into it, and it's, like, not easy to do. I thought it would be, like, a weed from outside that just grows. No, there's a lot of work that goes into making pot.
I don't even know if it'd be worth it.
No, because the seeds themselves aren't even that cheap. The cheapest I saw were, like, $24 for three seeds.
And then you got to keep them proper lighting and...
Exactly. And it's... Now, they would have been more expensive because I would have bought like the kind that you don't need an irrigation system for. You can just put water, and it's like they're more robust, I guess, easier to grow.
I feel like it's all trial and error, too. It's like not like your first time you're going to get it just as good as a dispensary, you know?
Oh, yeah, no.
If you're not smoking a lot, it's not even worth it. But yeah, if you're smoking like a quarter a day or some ridiculous shit, maybe, but...
I mean, I was going to try to smoke like 3 pounds a day. It was
3 pounds a second?
Yeah, 3 pounds. Just like constant, like... Have like an oxygen tank, but instead of just be a weed tank, just like constantly filling me up with weed.
I feel like I remember when I first went out to California. The reason I didn't laugh at that because I do the same thing in the constant weed tank. It just,
oh yeah, well, it's the only way to live.
They had those wax pens, and like I would hit that pretty much all day, and like to the point where when I didn't smoke, then I felt high because like my new normal was like being stoned, and like I just didn't like it anymore. It just felt weird.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they would, I mean, I haven't had any, I mean, it was literally a while ago, so.
I got nothing wrong with it.
Nah, see, it was, back in the day when I was still young.
So yesterday?
Yeah, like yesterday. Now I'm old as dirt. Actually, I'm older than dirt. I was invented, and the dirt was invented yesterday.
You were invented after dirt?
I was invented after dirt, yeah. Before dirt, actually. I was invented before dirt. Yesterday was... That's how long ago it was.
It's a long time ago.
Just felt like all my troubles were far away yesterday. Now it just seems like they're just here to stay.
That's my favorite song in the world.
Yeah? And I play with clay.
I play Legos. Nothing more painful than stepping on a Lego at fucking 1 fucking in the morning. Oh, yeah, that
sucks. You know, Godzilla's coming. You just put a big-ass Lego. That'll make him go away.
Oh, he's screwed.
Done. He's done. Getting that like a squid thing or whatever it was, get that to do it too, and it'll just go away, you know.
What squid thing?
I don't know. Wasn't it a squid or a tarantula or something in the one movie?
That'd be kind of fucked up. A giant squid tarantula, fucking
going after Godzilla.
I'm sure everyone else knows what you're talking about, but I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I also didn't know the Super Bowl was today until I saw an ad for it. So
yeah, Super Bowl is happening today on this Sunday. It's a football game, for those who don't know. It's an oblong ball.
It's a sports game.
Sports.
They're throwing something that resembles a turd.
Exactly. PETA is part of this program, so...
Pain in the ass.
Yeah, pain in the ass. People eat tasty animals. That's what it stands for. I'm excited.
Party
excited
in the Amazon?
Yeah.
That came out of
exactly
nowhere.
Exactly. Party in the Amazon. Rock out with your cock out.
Hang out with your wang out.
Exactly.
Jam out with your clam out.
And there's going to be a game of sorts being played. And
there's going to be a sports game at college university.
Yeah, exactly. Probably this year at some point.
It'll be a lot of points being scored and a lot of crowds cheering for a specific team to win.
Exactly. Probably within the next 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and the wife are going to be going to a Monsters game here in a couple weeks.
Dude, that shit was badass. I don't know if I said that on a podcast or not. I went 2 days ago and there was two fights in the first 5 minutes.
Nice. Nice. Did we win at Cleveland?
Nah, they lost in overtime, but...
Oh, at least we made it to overtime.
They were up by... They were up 3-0, and then the Charlotte Checkers, the other team, they came back, scored three, and then they won in the overtime, but...
Yeah, I wonder if... The girls, you know, they want these high-value men. I wonder if the NHL players are high-value enough because they don't make as much as, like, NFL
I'm sure
and
they
NBA.
Are.
They don't even make as much as us. They wish they did.
They make $19.99 a day.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't think... I don't know. Do NHL players, not make a lot of money?
I think they can. I think some do.
They got to be at least millionaires still, I would think.
Oh, yeah, they're up there.
I would say that's still status in a different way. If you're a professional athlete, you're good. If you're a professional hockey player and a girl is not, that's not good enough for her, fuck that. She better be like Oprah or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like...
Yeah, I mean, Oprah, she's my hero. I grew up on me just like her and look just like her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically twins. Me and her look identical.
You couldn't even tell a difference.
No. Sometimes I feel like I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, oh, shit, it's just Oprah.
I mean, Facebook said I look like Jamie Foxx, and I really don't see any difference in resemblance.
You look kind of like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you probably couldn't tell us apart.
Same height, same build.
Yeah, exactly. Same color.
Same t-shirts. Same color t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. And, I was with one job I had. I did a test on Facebook, and it's like you look like it was Will Smith, Jamie Foxx, and I forgot who the other, but they were all three black people, and I had like a 99 resemblance to Jamie Foxx. And I showed the one guy I worked with who was also black, and he's like, "Yeah, it's uncanny." So at least he was cool about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell the difference.
Meanwhile, you're white as hell. It's like, yep,
yeah,
twins.
Yeah, twins. Like, I don't know how Facebook came up with that. You just definitely don't see any difference.
I always laugh when, like, I feel like when some companies market, I think they just do, like, mass marketing. So I don't think they fucked anything up. But, like, I'll get ads for, like, lawn care and shit. And, like, you know, I live in an apartment, so, like, I can't do anything with that.
Nah.
I only get, like, an ad on Facebook for, like, something so irrelevant.
I was talking to my one friend, and we were... We're talking about ads. Not ads, but we were talking about... He's like, well, I want some home gym stuff that's cheap. And I said, well, resistance bands is probably going to be your cheapest right now. It's just like right after the, you know, lockdowns and...
Bands make her dance.
And all of a sudden, like a half hour later, you got an email for weight bands.
Oh, yeah. We all know the phones are tapped. It
sucks. Phones are tapped. They're listening.
They really are.
They're listening. And they're glistening. They want that money. That's what it's all about. You know, they want us to be happy. You can trust them.
They want that currency.
Yeah, in our pockets.
They would like to exchange that papyrus with us.
Mm-hmm. They want us to feel the wealth.
Feel the love.
Feel the love. They want us to, because they love us.
You know, sometimes you just got to start jerking your gherkin, you know?
Exactly. And that's how I feel every day. It's through, you know, 24 hours a day. Every hour on the hour.
25-8.
Exactly.
If you could pick one superpower, what would you pick?
I'd probably pick invincibility.
That's a pretty good one.
It's like if you have super strength, you can get shot. I mean, theoretically, you'd be able to get shot, and then you would just die as easy as anyone else. If you're invincible, you might not have super strength, but no one can hurt you. So if they torture you, it would be like nothing. And if you're invincible, I would imagine, theoretically, you couldn't die from like being drowned or starvation because nothing can hurt you.
Yeah, I wonder if you can breathe underwater and shit.
Yeah, or you just can hold your breath for like thousands of years because you can't get hurt.
That's a good one. I always thought I would pick teleportation.
Yeah, that would work too.
I mean, you can literally go to Bali like for an hour.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty badass. Technically, I mean, yeah, if you don't break any crazy crimes, you could just teleport. Like, even if you got put in jail, you could just teleport out of there. But
yeah, they wouldn't even know. I mean, the nice thing about, like, if you had super speed, I could be like a professional football player. And you just hand me the ball, and I just run really fast. And just, like, whatever team I play for, like, let's say with the Browns because I'm in Ohio. Just have like I play for a decade and have 10 Super Bowls because I'd run so fast.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
I have endorsements and I'd be set for the rest of my life. I could start at 19, retire at 29.
Yeah, there's a lot of good answers. There's also a lot of shitty answers.
Yeah, like Mole Man, which you want to have the powers of a mole. Where you can like dig really far.
is that real?
There's a guy that made a song about it. A coworker of mine showed it. He has a band, but he's not famous or anything. He went to a couple bars, and he's like, if I could pick any superpower in the world, I'd be a mole. That's what he said.
I'd be the best knitter in the world. I can knit the fuck out of a sweater.
Yeah. I can knit a sweater in 30 seconds.
Grandma's got nothing on me.
Yeah. Just go to knitting competitions, play the song, he's the best around. No one's ever gone and knit him down.
I want to be able to write with my left hand. Just some stupid shit.
Have an 80 montage of knitting sweaters. Instead of like you running on the beach against another guy, I'll be like you and a grandma knitting.
You're somehow still sweating profusely.
You get a blanket and a sweater and a pair of sweatpants done before she gets a mitten.
Hey, man, if that's what you want to be, best power ever. What do you think the worst one ever would be?
Probably the knitting. Best knitter ever.
Well, the only thing that I feel like, what if you had the power where you had to, like you would read people's minds, but you didn't have a choice? I feel like you'd have no friends or relationships because like everyone's intrusive thoughts would just be like stuck in your brain. You could walk in a room and like your wife could be like, oh, that shirt looks like shit on him today. But you would hear that, you know what I mean? Not saying she would say that, but like...
That would suck. Or, you know, just like hear about intimate details of their life that...
Someone's like, oh, I can't wait to go home and beat off.
Yeah, I
didn't need to know that.
And then you might sound like a crazy person, like, I didn't need to know that. And they'd be like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, or what about if someone hates you and they're like, I want to kill you. In their mind, they say, I want to kill you. You're going to hear that.
Oh, then you're like, yeah.
So you're going to be...
That would be torturous.
I saw a TikTok, and I don't know how true it is, but they say, what did they say? 20 people, at least 20 people in your life have thought about killing you. Like, think about if you could, like, read their mind.
Yeah, you would not, like...
Think about all the murders you potentially would come across, or rapists, I should say.
Yeah, rapists. They love the vineyards.
Yeah, 50% consensual sex people.
No, yes means, wait, no as a no means yes, and there's a fucked up joke about it. I don't remember.
Well, anyways, like, you would hear all those thoughts. I mean, there's people out there that have commit murder that have not been convicted. You might just walk across and you can't prove it. What are you going to do with the cops and be like, well, I know she or he killed someone. Well, what proof do you have? None.
I heard him say it in my head. I guess schizophrenic?
Yeah, and then you're in the loony bin.
Remember that show, The Wild Thornberries?
Oh, yeah. You'd
what
be
if,
like her.
What if she was just schizophrenic? She can't really talk to animals. She's just fucking nuts.
I saw a little, it was when vines were still a thing, and they were making fun of her and how she was schizophrenic.
Oh, they did that? No shit. Yeah. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Vine's gone. TikTok bought him out.
I remember my best vine was I was on the golf course. My buddy was taking a piss in the porta potty. And granted, I was probably way younger and even more stupid, and I fucking ran the golf cart in the porta potty. Back in the heyday when we would fucking drink like a six pack in 9 holes.
Yeah, I used to be able to. I drank the last time I was drinking. I had 4 beers and felt drunk.
Yeah, that'll do it, like, man. Tolerance.
I'm getting old.
Especially if you drink IPAs, they're so strong. I don't know. I can't have just like one. I feel like I don't get like puking, blacked out, drunk. But like if I have one, I'm just gonna keep going.
We should definitely, when we start filming, and I'm sure we'll start before the summertime. We should put a GoPro and go to a golf course and do like 18 holes and get like an Uber and all that so we don't have to get drunk and film it. It could be a podcast special.
They're going to see how fucking horrible I am at golf.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably be impressed. Impressed how bad we are. And we still keep on, you know, because we're just trying. You know,
I remember I went to Stonewater, which is a higher end course. And to the left of the hole, there's a road. And then there's this... You know those like sewer grates on the side of the curve where it's like a little 1 foot hole?
Yeah.
I fucking curved the ball. I hit it, sliced it, bounced off the road, and went directly into the fucking sewer hole.
You can't get it to go straight. You can get it to go in there, but you can't get it to go straight.
Yeah, I should have just said I did it on purpose.
I literally got a golf ball, hit it straight into a pipe that was smaller than the cup on the green. But I had never hit, you know, I get a ball on the green. And it takes me like 10 shots to get in the cup.
Well, me and my Me and my buddy do that. We started this like yearly. We call it like the GRC, the Green Ridge Classic. It's like one of the shittiest courses. And we made all these trophies. I actually got a trophy in yesterday. I called it Hazard Hero. And there's a picture of a golf ball on it that says warning incoming excuses and warning incoming lame excuses.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So whoever gets like the funniest hazard gets that trophy.
Is that that shitty course we went to?
Yeah, we were going to do it, but I don't know what happened. I think
you tweaked your back. We weren't able to go.
Yeah, that's what it was.
How's your back doing now? Good?
It's good, yeah.
Strong?
Yeah.
Strong like ox?
Feel healthy now. I just fucking chiropractor twice a month for a while, but now I'm good.
Feeling like you can deadlift 500 pounds backwards?
Genius idea, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you're going to just run, do a overhead lift?
With the worst form I can, yeah.
Yeah, the worst form. Got like bent sideways like this.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I'm not warmed up at all.
Yeah, you want to be cold as shit.
And I want to do 50% more than my max.
Yeah.
With no spotter.
By yourself, upside down.
Naked, so that way when the paramedics come, my fucking pork sword's out.
And they'll be impressed.
Holy shit.
This guy's an idiot.
This guy's got a... He's jerking his gherkin.
He knew what was up.
We were going to do that golf thing this summer if you want to do it.
Nice, yeah, that'd be fun. Who usually goes to just...
Me and Nick started it. One of the other trophies is called So What, I'm Drunk. Whoever drank the most beers... Then we got like real ones like longest putt, longest drive.
We're going to have to get some Ubers then.
Shit biscuits and fucking gravy.
Ass.
Oh no. It's so fucking loud, I'm going to lose my
phone. Inspirational music. This
is inspirational music.
I feel the power in my balls. Inspirational music.
This is inspirational.
Inspirational music.
This is inspirational.
Inspirational music. My balls! My balls! My balls! Balls! I don't know what to do, and I'm feeling blue.
Dan's here.
The Free For All podcast is through till next week. Free For All podcast out.
Or in.